I Can Be a Missionary Now by Patsy Pearson, based on a true story. I will be with you, and in whatsoever place ye shall proclaim my name, an effectual door shall be opened unto you, that they may receive my word. Doctrine and Covenants, section 112, verse 19. It was dusk as Micah knelt beside his bed with his younger brother Noah to say their prayers. He was still thinking about their neighbor, an older man named Sam. Just then, Mom appeared in the doorway. "I'm glad you two are going to say your prayers," she said, smiling at the two brothers. "I'm going to include Sam in my prayers tonight," Micah said. "I'm going to ask him to come to church with us on Sunday, and I want Heavenly Father's help when I ask him." "Do you think he will come to church with us?" Noah asked. "Our primary teacher told us that Heavenly Father will be pleased when we invite our neighbors to go to church." "I know that Heavenly Father will help you ask Sam," Mom said. The next morning, Micah and Noah awoke early. They were excited to talk with Sam. Sam had lived next door to Micah and Noah's family long before Micah and Noah were born. Micah knew Sam had been very lonely since his wife died. The boys made their beds without being reminded and quickly ate their breakfast before heading out the door. "Are you scared?" Noah asked Micah. "No, I think Sam is going to say yes," Micah replied. "Well, maybe I'm a little scared," he added. The two ran toward Sam's house. Micah was sure that Noah was as nervous as he was. What if Sam said no? What if Sam wouldn't want to be their friend anymore and stopped taking them and Dad fishing? They walked in silence up to Sam's front door. Just as they knocked at the door, someone walked around the side of the house. "Hello, boys," he said, walking toward them. "What are you two up to today?" Even though a large straw hat hid his face, the boys knew from the voice that it was Sam, and they knew that he was smiling. "We came to visit you," Micah said. "Yeah," Noah said. He quickly added, "Micah has something to ask you." Micah's heart pounded in his chest. He took a deep breath and blurted out, "Will you come to church with us tomorrow? You can ride with us. We have plenty of room, and you can sit with us at church." "Well, I see your family leaving for church every Sunday, and I haven't been to church in a long time," Sam said. "I think that would be okay for me to go to church with you this Sunday." "Yay!" both boys exclaimed at the same time. Noah said, "We leave at 9:30. We'll pick you up then." As the boys ran home, Micah turned and called to Sam, who was still smiling, "See you tomorrow at 9:30. As they entered the house, Mom and Dad were waiting for them. "What did Sam say?" Dad asked. "Is he going to church with us?" Micah grinned. "Yes, we said we'd pick him up at 9:30. That night, when they said their prayers, Noah and Micah remembered to thank Heavenly Father for helping them ask Sam to go to church with them. "I feel really happy," Micah said. "I do too," Noah said. The two boys climbed into their beds, and Micah remembered something their bishop had said in sacrament meeting the week before. Every member a missionary. Sidebar: we are missionaries every day in our families and in our communities. Regardless of our age, experience, or station in life, we are all missionaries. Elder David A. Bednar of the Quorum of the 12 Apostles. End of sidebar. End of article. I Can Be a Missionary Now by Patsy Pearson.